a mentor assistant.
Love
and
Radio.
She's ever since. It's been so much fun. And
being open to change, spontaneity, spontaneous
occurrences,
mm-hmm.
and perfectly aligned interactions. So astrology is really our relationship with what's above, which mm-hmm. is the planets and the stars. And one of the things that, here's the quote in the affirmation because it really goes well. The divine fills my consciousness with synchronicities of the past, the present, and the future. I know in my heart that they are one. And the affirmation is I open to the flow of blessings as they show up in miraculous and unexpected ways. So I've always liked big picture. I like starting off with a theme
mm-hmm.
so that I get it, because I don't start off with little facts and put them together. I like to have like, they're like the preview of coming attractions when you go see a movie, right?
Totally.
So I have a whole bunch of stuff. I'm not going to talk too long, but I just want you to get a really good sense of what's coming and what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to quote a couple of astrologers first and what they say about it. This is from Wise Guys Astrology. And it says, we are likely feeling the pulse of the great Saturn-Pluto conjunction that marks the 1-in-34-year cycle. It's actually bigger than 34, but 34 years, every 34 years, the two planets join somewhere. Okay, these are two of the most intense and cold planets, and some people think it might be challenging, but a karmic necessity, and we build something from the ground up, which takes time, patience, and discipline. And the question is, are you willing to look at and change what might not be working? And that's not just you, but that's the collective. That's mm-hmm. all of us on the planet. That could be climate change, it could be government, it could be banking, it could be all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is from Hair and the Moon Astrology, which has a great monthly newsletter that you could get.
Mm-hmm.
This is really cool. There's tremendous power and potential available to you in this amazing time. Don't waste it. The option of keeping one foot in the old and dipping a toe in the new has expired. So it's sort of like, okay, I'm willing to go with what's going to be happening.
Mm-hmm.
Game on. The single most important to you is to reset to your own true north. And your own true north could be a lot of different things. We could talk about that specifically if anyone has a question about that. It's what are you giving form to? What's your vision for the planet? What's your vision for your life? And throw away the old blueprints and be willing to rebuild something new. So, that said, I'm going to talk a little bit about some more stuff. So Saturn, you know Saturn, the ring planet?
Oh boy, do I know Saturn.
Saturn has been in Capricorn for a little while, and it's not going to be there much longer. Okay, Saturn is in Capricorn, I believe, until March of this year,
mm-hmm.
and it changes every 2.5 years. It's also the ruler of Capricorn because all of this is happening in the sign of Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
Saturn is about rules, do it this way, keep responsible, stay on track, you know, don't like boundaries and limits. Mm-hmm. It moves and returns to your place of birth every 27 to 29 years. So if you look back when you were like 20, between that those ages, is there some kind of big thing that might have happened to you? And it's kind of nice to look back and think, oh boy, that was an interesting time, right? And
so what?
Think about that.
So
oh,
what?
Saturn return.
Oh right, between yes, 20. Would you say 27 and 29?
Between 27 and 29, it has a strange orbit, so does Pluto, mm-hmm. so it's hard to say, you know, exactly when it was.
Right.
And so Saturn, just kind of put that aside for a sec. And Saturn is in Capricorn, which is the sign that it rules, because Capricorn Capricorn is the archetype of responsibility, showing up, being the good worker, details. You know, if you want a really good job done on a, you know, a major project, put a Capricorn in charge, or a Virgo. You know, any earth sign is good for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then Saturn does that their thing, you know, and I'm cool with Saturn. You know, I was a school teacher for years. It was very Saturnian. I had to do things a certain way. Yeah. Pluto, on the other hand, takes 240 years to go around the sun.
Wow.
So none of us will experience a Pluto return in our lives.
Wow.
And just a little aside, the United States is about to get its Pluto return in about, I think it's like 2024, something like that. I read different dates, but that would be the amount of time since the inception of the country. So anyway, but Pluto takes between 13 and 30 to go through a sign.
Mm-hmm.
Pluto has been in Capricorn, I believe, I think it's in 2007, something like that. Pluto is transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's unannounced. Like you'll get some major event in your life, and that could be Plutonian. It is really about changing the things in our lives that need regeneration. Like, let's say you're in, you know, some kind of marital situation that's just not working.
Mm-hmm.
And you thought, huh, it's, you know, what's too much trouble. It's like, you know, and you try to make pretend it's not there. And something just might happen that makes you make the change because it's for your greater good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Saturn and Pluto have met in Capricorn before, of course. But that was in 1518.
Wow.
Right? So that's like, what, 500 years ago?
Wow.
500 years ago. So because it has to do with the sign, every 30 years Pluto and Saturn meet.
Mm-hmm.
And this was 2 months after Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the church door in Wittenberg and began the Protestant Revolution.
Wow.
So people are saying there's all kinds of words on the street, right? This is going to be big,
uh-huh.
You know? And it's like, okay, bring it on. I mean, there's things that we need to change,
mm-hmm.
Right? And so it's the end of something, but it no longer serves you and the collective. So it's different based on the kind of work that you bring to the table in your life. What did you sign up for in your life? What do you do in your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a lot of people, like many people, I used to be like this, like change. No, it's not happening, right? No. And then they're like, well, yes, it is. Wake up, smell the coffee, right?
Right.
So the whole thing that we were talking about before with synchronicity is that things are going to happen. And it's like, okay, I know now that things are going to happen. What am I going to do with it?
Right.
How am I going to be resilient? And how am I going to show up? So that's actually my main motivation for coming on and talking about this. Because it's good to know, right?
Sure, sure.
Instead of like you wake up on January 12th, which is the day it happens, you know, when all these planets get together and have a party,
mm-hmm.
And you wake up and you go, oh my God, I just heard the news. It's like, oh my God, what happened? It's like, well, it's a big change. We don't know what the outcome's going to be. It might be incredible.
Right,
so,
right.
I just wanted to, can I share the numerology of this day? It's like really cool.
Yes, please do.
Okay, so Saturn, Pluto, I think it's the Sun, and a few other things all meet at 22 degrees Capricorn. Now just keep the number 22 in your mind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
22 is a powerful sign from your angel that you are on purpose in life and about to turn your dreams into reality.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool, all right?
Yep.
And it's got an extraordinary powerful vibration. The number 2 on its own is partnership. So you get 2 twos.
Uh-huh.
The 2 threes adds up to a 4, which is structure and stability. Now that kind of goes, structure goes along with Saturn, right?
Right. Yes.
Okay. So don't forget it's that's the degree that they need.
Mm-hmm.
It's also in the year 2020. Ha ha.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's 2 twos there. Like a 22.
Right. Again, right.
94. Right?
Right.
And then the date, January 12th, 2020, when it happens, as the numerology, you go 1/12/2020. And for my friends that were in our little class, I made a mistake on the addition. It's not a 9. It's an 8.
Ah.
Even cooler, because a 9 is ending.
Right.
And an 8 is manifesting.
Right. And I always think of the 8 as infinite possibility.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, so the numerology for number 22 signifies your commitment to the welfare of society. The year is more about making things happen rather than dreaming big. This year was the year to kind of get it going, set up your intentions.
Yes.
Put it into reality, because that's the 4.
Mm-hmm.
Ground it into the earth in the sign of Capricorn.
Uh-huh.
So, do you have any questions, Cynthia, that you wanted me to talk a little bit more about before I get into people's charts?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I'm glad that you brought the numerology up because I think numerology is another level, or another layer, which can be really super helpful.
Yeah.
It's also what?
Also synchronicity.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. And so I really like that you brought the numerology in. I do want to say that the Blog Talk Studio is filled up rather quickly.
Okay.
So I'm not sure we're going to get to everybody.
Well, let me tell you what I'm going to do, okay? And for people that want to know where in your chart and what could possibly be an area that this might affect, I can look up your chart and tell you what house it's in and what the house means and what the possibilities are. And you can ask, you know, questions or something like that, right?
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So if you're on the line waiting in the Blog Talk Studio, and you're also on the Facebook Live, if you can type in the chat your birth date, if that's okay, and where you were born and the time, that will give Susan a minute to be able to pull your chart up. Now, I'm not sure we're going to get to everyone today because the call list is pretty lengthy at this point, but we're going to do our best to, you know, chat with as many people as we can. So if you have your chart already pulled up and you know where Capricorn is in your chart, that will be super helpful. That way we can get to more people.
Just for clarity's sake,
mm-hmm.
I need the day, the date, and the year.
Yes.
Place of birth and the time.
Yes.
The time can be within, you know, a little bit of a range, but if you don't know it at all, this probably is not going to help you too much.
Okay, great. So your place of birth, the time you were born, and your birth date.
And your name.
Even
if it's just a first name.
Fine. Yeah, first name's fine. We don't need the full name. And so while people are having an opportunity to get that, Guinevere is fast. She's already on it. I want to give a shout out to everybody that is watching live on Facebook. I didn't hear that, Susan.
Oh, I just cleared my
throat. Oh, okay. Good. So, good morning, Guinevere, Cindy, Lisa, Corey, Morton, Mary Elizabeth, Lisa by Grace. If I've missed you, it's because I'm not seeing you in the chat. I just want to say thank you guys all for being here. And, Lisa was watching on Alchemy of Earth and she was lonely over there. Yeah, so this is broadcasting on all my pages. So sorry about that, you guys. If you're on the Alchemy of the Earth page or the Healthy Living, come on over to the Cynthia Fontaine Rhode Island Psychic Medium page to join the chat. So Guinevere has put in, can you see that, Susan?
No, I can't see anything. I'm just,
okay.
I've got Zoom and I've got my astrology.
Okay, so Guinevere is June 11th, 1970.
Okay, so I just put G because my brain isn't working very well about spelling Guinevere. Okay.
That's
so
okay.
June 11th, 1970.
Okay. San Jose, California.
San Jose.
Do you know the way to San Jose?
I'm going there next week.
Oh, nice. Right. Nice, yeah. And 7:53 a.m. And Guinevere, if you are on in the Blog Talk studio on hold, put your last four digits of your phone number in the chat, just the last four digits, so I can pick up your call. That would be super helpful. And if you're not on Blog Talk, that's okay. Susan can, let you know here what she's going to talk about it anyway. But if you want to get on live in the Blog Talk studio, then just type in your last four digits of your phone number so I can bring you up. And I'm just waiting to see if
I got the
information. Okay, great. So I'm not seeing Guinevere posting the number here. So sometimes Facebook is a little bit laggy. The Zoom is ahead. She's just here in Facebook. Okay, great.
Okay.
So so Guinevere, here we go.
Okay, Guinevere. So you have a Cancer rising, which means that your first house has Cancer, and that was the exact opposite side of the chart is the seventh house. And your seventh house doesn't have any planets in it, which doesn't mean anything. You're still going to have Capricorn in your life. And the seventh house is all about relationships, marriage contracts, business partners, equality, sharing, and interpersonal style. So that's where your Capricorn is located. And if there's anything, you know, that needs to be solidified in that area of your life, or shifted, that's where it's going to happen. Okay?
Very interesting. And Susan, would that apply to other people who have Cancer in the first house?
Yes, it applies to everybody that has Cancer in the first house.
Okay. And would that be...
Everybody with a Cancer rising has a seventh house that has Capricorn in it. Now, I just want to put up like a little caveat. Mm-hmm. I use whole sign astrology, which is different than some other forms of astrology.
Yes.
And what that is one sign per house. You would never see two signs in one house.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would like to look at your chart in another, you know, house system, you could go to astro.com and pick whatever house system that you're comfortable with.
Okay, great. And it still applies.
Mm-hmm.
Either way. Yeah. Okay, great.
It might be a little bit different. Let's say you have something in a late or early stage of the Capricorn, like a numbers above 25 or below 5, it could be in another house.
Right. Okay.
But I just didn't want to. I don't like to complicate it for all the other details that have to be done.
Right. And the whole astrology is it seems like it's much easier to sort of work with. Is that true?
That is for me. I think it depends on the person that's delivering it.
Right.
I'm quite right-brained, and all this left-brain stuff makes me crazy anyway. All of it is done pretty intuitively.
Right.
So I
just
need something simple and cut and dry for that.
Right.
So that's why you said. So the relationships could also be, like, if you have a child or a parent that you're very close know, like that could also be a seventh house kind of thing.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Great. All right. Thank you. So Guinevere, I hope we hope that helps. So again, anybody that has Cancer rising, and you know, you guys can go back and watch this and listen to this again. It'll be on my Facebook page. Also the recording will be in the Blog Talk Radio studio. So you can look at it or listen to it in either place. So if you've missed some of it, just go back and listen again. And if you like this, please share it with your friends. We love shares.
Yeah.
So Susan, the phone lines are pretty booked up.
Let's do another one.
All right, take calls.
Yeah.
All right. So guys, we're only doing the astrology today. We're not doing psychic readings today. So just the astrology. So if you're calling in and you'd like to know how this astrological event is going to affect you, then stay on the line. If you're calling in for a reading, call back next week. Okay, guys, so the first caller is 256 area code, and the last four digits are 2574. Hi, caller, you're on the air with Cynthia and Susan. Who are we speaking with? Hello? Okay, I think they're just listening. All right, we'll try the next caller. Okay.
Jennifer.
Okay, can't get that. Okay, so we're going to go to the next caller. And this is area code 205, last four digits 8436. Hi, caller. You're on the air live with Cynthia and Susan. Who are we speaking with? Hello? Hello? Okay, so it seems like we're having trouble in the Blog Talk.
Let's just try Facebook people that have typed in their
phone. Yeah, for some reason, I'm not getting... okay, so I've been having trouble with Blog Talk now for probably almost 2 months. So it seems that we're still having trouble. All right, you guys, I'm going to post the Zoom link in Facebook. If you want to come on live, come on over to the Facebook page and click on the Zoom link, and I will bring you on there. I do not know why this is not working. Very frustrating. All right, I'm going to try one more just to see. This is a local number for me, 401-2911.
Hello?
Let's see if this works. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Cynthia and Susan.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, yay, it worked. I thought it was the blog talk studio again. Susan, we've got one.
I'm glad you found me because I'm unable to log in to comment, so I'm very glad you answered my call.
Oh, great. So my guys were like, no, go to that 401 number. So who are we speaking with?
My name is Carrie, and, I'm here in Maryland, born and raised. Yep.
Great. Okay. Did you say Terry or Carrie?
Carrie, K-E-R-I.
Carrie. Hi, Carrie. All right, thanks for calling in, Carrie. And what do you have your chart, or do we need to look it up for you?
I do. I'm not sure about the Capricorn placement, but I have my time of birth, my location, my sun, moon.
Okay, great. Can we have that, please, your time of birth, place of birth, and your date of birth?
It's August 6th, 1985. 10:32 a.m. in Warwick, Rhode Island.
10:35 a.m.
August 6th, 1985.
And the place?
Warwick, Rhode Island.
Warwick, Rhode Island. Okay.
It's funny. My grandmother's birthday was August 6th. That's so cool. I've had her. So this is synchronicity.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Libra rising.
Libra rising.
Yeah, that's right. They know it well. Okay, so this is an interesting one. Okay, Carrie, you have in the fourth house, this is interesting. Okay, you have your north node at 21 degrees Capricorn, which is very interesting, and I can tell you a little bit more about this, in the fourth house. That is where this conjunction is going to be hitting 1 degree away from your north node, and you're probably going, okay,
wow.
What does that mean? So the north node is your true north. It's what you came here to do. It's what your aspirations are moving you toward for the most amount of spiritual growth in this lifetime. And at the same time, the node in the sky, okay, I'm going to just do something a little bit more for you just because of this. Okay, the transits on that day that are going to, all the planets that are going to be right next to your north node are this, the sun, Pluto, Saturn, Mercury will just be leaving it, and Jupiter is pretty far away, but all of those are right there by, you know, your north node. And it's, I'm just going to say this one thing here, that it's a great time for you to really move towards what is your biggest desire. What do you want to manifest? What do you want to be? And I'll tell you about mm-hmm. this fourth house. Fourth house is about the mother, your mother, or it could be like the big mother, you know, divine mother, femininity, children, either yours or someone else's, just like you work with children. It's your roots, like your ancestry, self-care, and your foundation. Now, foundations could be a lot of things. It could be your physical home, or it could be your foundational home. I don't know if that resonates. Or maybe
absolutely. All of the above.
Think about it. You got a lot going on there. It's pretty interesting.
That's great. Definitely going through a major transition across the board. So that absolutely resonates.
Yeah, and the north node, I mean the south node of all of us has been in Capricorn for the last 2 years. And it traveled backwards, so it's nowhere near your north node, but you probably have some stuff happening in the last couple of years, right?
A lot of it, yeah. Quite a bit.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, so I just want
to
add,
very much.
I just want to add, I picked a card, and my question was, how can you be supported through this transition and through this next year, Carrie? And I got Milk and Honey from Colette Barry's Wisdom of the Oracle deck. And I think this is so interesting because it's you'll be supported in any opportunity that you have been working on that is based in authenticity. So if there's things that you've been working on that really aren't meant for you, if they're not for your highest, if they're things that you're doing just for money, et cetera, then I feel like you're going to see those shift and shift away. But anything that is based on real authenticity, you know, from your heart, things that you love, you know, things that are really on purpose for your soul growth, those things are really going to be supported. And this
right.
part is about, it's about prosperity. It's about things coming good. It's about trusting that your needs are going to be met. So I hope that helps. And I feel like that's a really great card to get.
It does.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely glad
yeah.
I found this. I was drawn to the show today. I'm a first-time listener, and considering I'm local, I would love to connect with you again.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So I'll have my class schedule for local things coming out for next year pretty soon. And
great.
Then I also, you know, I do private readings as well, and I also do group events. Private group event. So, you know, contact me. You can message me through Facebook or email me at Cynthia_Fontaine@me.com. And I look forward to, you know, connecting in with you. And yeah, so thanks so much for listening. And we love new callers. We love all callers. We love all fans and listeners. And if you like this, share it with your friends. The more the merrier.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, Carrie, bye-bye. Be well and take care.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Oh, that was great. It was cool that that you got somebody, you know, who had the North Node right there as well. So it's like a double impact, right? All right, cool. Do you want to take another one?
I can take lots of them.
Okay, great. So we're going to go to 205. Actually, did I already try that one? I think I did. We're going to go to 770-6845.
Hello.
Hi, caller. You are on the air.
Hi, how are you today?
Susan. Good. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Maddie.
Maddie. Hi, Maddie. Thanks for calling into the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Yes.
Oh, you're welcome. So Maddie,
you
have your birth date, time of birth, and the place where you were born.
Okay. The birthday is 1/7/1945, and the time is 6:50 p.m. And the place is Georgia.
Can you give me that again? I'm sorry. January
7th. January 7th, 1945.
And the time is 6:50 p.m. And the place was Georgia.
Okay. Yes.
What town in Georgia, honey?
Cuthbert. Cuthbert.
Cust.
No, Cuthbert.
C-U. Cuthbert. Yeah.
C as in Charles, U as in ugly, T as in Tom, H as in Henry, B as in Betty, E as in extra, R as in Robert, T as in Tom.
Great, we got it.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. So we have here, you've got a Leo rising.
Yeah.
And Leo rising, that means that, you know, you're fiery. And Capricorn is also your sun, and it's in the sixth house. Now, what
that's
that
correct,
mean?
Yes.
So, your sixth house is health, fitness, just a system that of an analytical nature. It's kind of an interesting house because it's also where pets are, where your work habits are, organization, and service. So you also have your sun 2 degrees from, here we go again. Your sun is 2 degrees from this 22, no, your sun, let's see. Your natal sun is 17 degrees. That's 5 degrees away from where the sun's going to be and where this whole conjunction is going to be.
Can you just turn down your volume a little bit? Because we're getting feedback.
You want me to turn down the volume? Okay.
On the radio, can you turn it down? Because we're getting feedback from the radio.
You want Maddie to turn down the volume?
No, it won't matter. You'll still be able to hear us because you're on live.
Okay.
So don't turn. Yeah, just on your computer, turn that down.
So we've got the sun is in the sky is only 5 degrees from your sun at birth, and it's right by your south node, which is what you're letting go of. So this is probably a really strong time of letting things go. That don't work for you anymore in those areas of your life. So it's probably a good time to look at what you eat, how you exercise, how you organize your daily routine, and how you serve.
So there's a lot to think about there.
I like to stay busy, so I still work.
Exactly. Okay. Well, so maybe something might shift at your workplace, you know, that that's for your greater good. Your daily routine, like how you go about planning your days and using time, and how, you know, for service, I don't know if you're doing something in the service field or not for other people.
I am. I'm getting ready to get back into skincare.
Cool.
Okay, great.
Yeah, skincare and health and wellness. So, yeah.
Right.
Perfect.
Right.
So, you're on the right track, and just notice what happens in those areas of your life.
So, I'm picking up, too, that you are super empathic and intuitive. And that anybody that works in the field of skincare, hair, nails, especially when you're an empath, super important to do a lot of self-care and to make sure that, you know, you clear yourself. So after clients, you want to rinse your hands with cold water up to your elbows and sort of like, you know, make a motion of clearing the client's energy off of you. And you don't have to do it after every single client, but if you do it at the end of the day, that's really good. So you want to be sure that you disconnect from the clients that you work with, at least at the end of the day before you go home. And I feel like that you're going to have a lot of success going into the skincare. I feel like that, you know, you'll be like doing psychic readings while you're giving
people. Oh,
you know,
wow.
So always make sure that you ask permission first. Don't just blurt things out, you know. And I actually have, officially announced it yet, but I have a psychic development mediumship online training, which is a year-long program starting in January coming up. So this is actually my first announcement for that. It's going to be very affordable. You can keep an eye on that on Facebook or on my page. It's super important that when you work in this field, you're really authentic and not just authentic but accurate. So I love to work with people who are sort of training to be the best they can be. And I'm gonna pick a card for you and how you can be supported in 2020. Oh, so funny. So co-create jumped out of the deck. So this is, it can be co-creating with spirit, but I feel like it's for you in this case, it's co-creating with others. So I feel like that, you know, this venture going into the skincare, you're going to be doing it with other people. It's not going to be like a solo gig where you're either going to share space with somebody else, like split a booth or something like that, but you're going to be creating this with other people, and that's how it's going to be successful, is by working with others.
I love it. I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, wow.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in and wishing you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you. And I will go to your website and check it out.
Great.
I know it's there. It's always been there. It seems like it just gets stronger and stronger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you like my work, share it with your friends. But you know, the more you the merrier. And I do give $25 and $50 for every person that you refer who books with me.
Oh, okay. I will.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, Maddie. Thank you so much.
Guys, have a great day. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Take care. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, that was fun. We're getting some good ones here, Susan, with interesting. Yeah. Do you want it? Let me just go over and check the Facebook page.
About 3, 4, 5 more people. We're cool.
Okay. Oh, so Kimberly was on the line. She was one of the ones that popped. Who couldn't hear us? She typed in her birthday is November 5th, 1970.
And it's her. So it's Kimberly.
Kimberly. November 5th, 1970.
Why you said?
November.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
November
November 5th, 1970.
Okay.
Talladega, Alabama.
Okay, let's get the time.
8 p.m.
8 p.m. And Talladega, and that's T-A-L-L-A-D-E-G-A?
T-A-L-L-A-D-E-G-A, yes.
Okay. Alabama. Okay. Calculate. Got it. November 5th, Thursday. Talladega, Alabama. She is a Sagittarius rising.
Okay.
That could have been a good, really good year with the Sagittarius Jupiter, which is about expansion. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Changing on Wednesday.
Okay.
And we have the Capricorn is going to be in the second house. The second house is the house of what is of value to you. Some people say it could be the house of money, work, income, just daily routines, not necessarily health related, that's the six. What's valuable to you, maybe even friendships could be there, what your priorities are, your job and work ethic. But usually it's having to do with finances, getting your finances in order.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that could mean with Capricorn, Saturn, and Pluto there is you're being asked to take a good look at how, you know, you have a financial plan for your future. Maybe you haven't done it yet. It's probably a really good year to get that all in order. Just to make sure that you know where you're going and what you're doing and making things work for you. And do you have any questions about that?
I think she's back on the, let me pull her up. I think she's in the radio studio. Let's see if we can get her on. Let's see.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, it's Kimberly.
Yes, this is Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly, thank you. We got you on now.
Did you get all that?
Yeah,
okay,
I heard everything, especially about the House of Finances and getting my finances in order, because that is one of my intentions for this month and 2020 to get that in order. So absolutely.
Right. Perfect.
I want to check one other thing that I want to look at with you.
Okay. While you're checking that, I'm going to pull a card for Kimberly. About, oh, so funny. This literally flew out of the deck. Serendipity. So this is how you'll be supported in 2020. And this is such a wonderful card. Everybody's getting great cards today. I really love this. You know, and serendipity is about a divine timing, really, in a sense. You know, it's about opportunities coming. It's also about you being ready when those opportunities show up, because you know, sometimes opportunities come and we drag our feet and we're not sure, and because this next year is all about change, you know, and unexpected things as well. So it's about recognizing the opportunities and then, you know, having the courage to try them out. Because one thing I like about sort of making any decision is you can always change your mind. So you try something, it doesn't work out, you move on to the next thing, right? And you know, it's going to be really, if you're able to do that, you're going to have some really synchronistic events and good opportunities that will turn out to be very fortuitous for you.
Great.
Wonderful.
And so, Susan,
wonderful.
Do you have the next thing?
Yeah, I think I'm ready for the next person because I think they have them on the computer.
Okay. So,
I do want to mention something. I don't have the exact date at any moment. I don't know
why. Okay.
But one of the things that happens, you're about to have a big birthday soon, right?
I just had the birthday.
She just had the birthday.
Okay, so it's a big, but next year,
2020.
Milestone birthday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, 2020, Kimberly.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Right. Yes.
So
right.
That's a milestone birthday. And one thing just to be aware of, that you've got your Chiron return. And Chiron is a very interesting asteroid, which asks you to really look at your life and see what maybe is there something from the past that you need to heal so that you can become the best version of yourself from, you know, at this birthday and on.
Nice.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you know, with this birthday, I kind of think of a life sort of, in a sense, kind of split into quadrants or sections. And, you know, you're coming into the time where you're becoming, you know, a wise woman. You're coming into the time where, you know, in Native traditions, when you go through the stage in your life where you go into menopause and so forth, where then you are then, you know, held as in the tribe as the wise woman. And
wow.
Because you've built up this many years of knowledge and so forth. And, you know, this kind of really sets the tone for the next segment of your life. And you've got great opportunities coming this year. I really love that. So Kimberly, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank
you.
It's
always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. And remember, look at that retirement, you know, future planning, money this year coming up.
Get it all
right.
In order.
Absolutely.
Get it all in order and lined up.
I will. Thank you. Thank you both.
All right, Kimberly.
Bye. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, this is...
One.
All right, this is so much fun. Okay, Wanda is on Facebook, but she doesn't know the time. Wanda, we have to have the time to be able to do this for you. So if you do, or if you're able to...
I want to get the right position for Capricorn and
Richard. Right, right. Time's really important in this particular case, well, in any astrology. But to be able to know exactly where Capricorn is in your chart, we have to have the time. So if you...
That do guesswork about...
Right.
First, like with pendulums and stuff. But
right.
I don't know how to do that.
Right, right. So Wanda, if you did want to get your time of birth, I recommend that you contact Sharon Lair, Lair. You can get her through Facebook. She's a fantastic astrologer, and she is an astrologer who can sort out your birth time for you. She's great at that. So we're sorry we can't do a reading for you today, but if you do get your birth time, that'll really help you out. And Sharon's a phenomenal astrologer, so you can check her out. All right, Susan, you ready to go back to the phone line?
I'm ready.
Okay, and this is area code 951. And the last four digits, 3523.
Okay.
Let's see who we have. Hi, caller. You are live on the air with Cynthia and Susan. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Nathaniel. Hello.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you today?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Nathaniel.
Okay. Great. Thank you for calling in. Always nice when we have gentlemen call in. It helps to balance things out. That's great. So what is your birth date, time of birth, and place of birth?
I'm born May 1st, 1957.
May 1st, 1957.
At 7:36
a.m.
7:36 a.m. In Orange, California.
Orange, California.
Okay.
And I actually had a twin that was born too, but my twin died.
Ah, interesting. So did you get that, Susan? He had a twin, but the twin died. Okay. Things like that will often show up in your astrology chart.
Okay, we have that's so interesting that you just said that. You know what his rising is?
Gemini?
Yes.
Yeah. So there you so it's the our astrology chart
popped out of my head.
Oh, that is so amazing. Our astrology chart is like our map, right? It's our roadmap, and it puts the big pieces in place for us in our life. You know, and I talk about this in my course, Your Secret Life Code. And you having the Gemini is no surprise having a twin because Gemini is the twin. That's so interesting.
Okay, so Capricorn in Nathaniel's chart is in the eighth house, which is a very interesting house. It kind of covers a whole gamut of stuff. It's shared finances, like with a partner or, you know, family. Taxes, loans, assets. One I love. Exploring for going. This is the sign. No planets in the eighth house, which doesn't mean anything. You still have Capricorn there. And this could be a year of tremendous ahas of anything to do with a great life or something to do with shared resources that you share with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Does that ring a bell to you? Because we've been feeling this already. You know? I'm not going to just start on the 12th.
So, have you been already experiencing some of those things now, Nathaniel?
You know, I couldn't understand her very well. What did she said that Capricorn in the eighth house and what now?
So you have Capricorn in the eighth house, and the eighth house is about shared finances and resources. And it's so you don't have any planets there, but you Capricorn is in your eighth house for this year, right now, this year coming up, and for 2020. And it's also about spirituality and spiritual growth. So shared finances and spiritual growth. So you should already start seeing some of the effects from that, whether it's the shared resources or if you've been doing sort of a deep dive in your spirituality, spiritual growth, you know, could be even understanding about your twin, which he's actually around you, by the way. And I pulled a card for you about how you can be supported this year. In 2020, and it's building blocks in protection. So it's about getting your foundation solid, which is interesting because we're talking about shared resources. So it's about really getting your foundation, your shared resources solid, as well as, do you have a regular spiritual practice?
Do I have a regular spiritual practice? Yeah, I'm very much into, you know, I'm born the day of ironic insight, so I'm very, you know, attracted to metaphysics.
Okay, great.
To really follow your curiosity about something that calls you and to explore and to go deep. That's what the eighth house is about, depth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if that physics, quantum physics, probably would be something that you might be interested in.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's so much in quantum physics now that is, you know, proving about what we've been talking about for so long, that how we're all connected and the universe is connected through this divine matrix of energy. And so that's a great area for you to explore this year. And also they do want to really, and when I say do, I mean when they, my team of guys, wants to really punctuate getting the shared resources sorted out this year. I feel like, do you help your family?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So they really want you to get that sorted out this year and have clarity about that. How much you help, how much you want to help. It could be more, it could be less. Hold on, stay on the line. We're got the stream is going to go off on the Blog Talk Studio, but stay on the line. And check my website out, guys, CynthiaFontaine.com. Okay, we're off the stream, but you can stay on the line here so we can finish up with you. And so does that make sense for you?
Yeah, somewhat, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, again, building blocks of protection is about getting your foundation set, right? It's about looking at the cracks in your foundation and repairing them or building a whole new total foundation.
All right. You also, I'm not going to read too much about it, but you have a whole bunch of planets in the 12th house, which is
mm-hmm.
all
yeah.
about deepening.
Yeah.
About
so
giving,
and with all those planets
about
in the 12th
giving.
House, it's about deepening spirituality. Yeah.
And it's in Taurus, which is about really grounding and foundational.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate you. And thank you for allowing us to do that for you. This is, like, so much fun for us. It's, like, you know, better than going to the candy shop.
Yeah.
For us, this is the candy store.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take good care.
I want to make sure that before we go, I just want to end with some good to-do things. You know,
great.
To-do things.
Yes.
But we have more time for people, we could do that too, but I didn't want to leave that out.
Okay, super. Wanda did get her time. And she's on Facebook.
Okay, good.
So do you want to talk about the things now and then talk about Wanda? Or do you want to go to Wanda first?
I'll go to Wanda first and then we can, you know, wrap it up when it's time.
Okay, great. All right, Wanda, here we go. Hold on to your hat.
With Wanda.
Wanda, June 20th.
Whenever I hear Wanda, you know what I think about? Sorry. Help me, Wanda. Help me. Maybe she's too young. We'll find out.
Right, right. And it's funny. And I always think of that movie. I can't think of
The Fish Called Wanda.
No, it doesn't even have to do anything to do with Wanda. Actually, I can't remember the name of the movie, but this woman, she decides to, like, change her life and stop being, like, you know, this sort of housewife who has no fun or whatever, and she's at the grocery store, and she backs her car into this sassy girl, whatever, and she goes, Tawanda! Anyway, so funny. The date is June 23rd, 1964. So she's right at the beginning of Cancer.
Okay, what's the time?
11:31 p.m.
Okay, and place of birth?
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Did I tell you we were
going to
be live from Minneapolis?
You did! So there's your psychic tuning in.
Okay. Here we go.
Honest to God, she said that.
Wanda has an Aquarius rising. Okay, so that means that Capricorn is located in the 12th house.
Ah.
Spirituality, okay? So the 12th house is all about ending, healing, closure, spirituality, lots of karma, not necessarily bad, but, you know, lots of stuff that's happened before for you, an old soul probably. The afterlife, what's hidden, any limiting beliefs, and the subconscious. It's the place where, if you're at all interested in learning about where you might have come from, because also your south node is there, which indicates a past coming from there. Your south node in your first chart is in Capricorn, and the 12th house would be a place of shifts and changes and a new foundation in your spiritual life. Good good time to start a meditation practice, to maybe join a spiritual group of people, study spirituality, study your own spirituality, etc. Does that ring a bell, Wanda?
So she's on Facebook, so sometimes it takes a minute because Facebook is delayed. So let's see what Wanda says there. Still waiting. So while we're waiting for Wanda to respond, I'm going to pull a card for Wanda asking again, how can Wanda be supported in 2020? She says, yes, it makes sense. Okay, so how can Wanda be supported in 2020? Interesting. The card doesn't want to come out of the deck. Ah, Thinker. So when Thinker comes up, sometimes, so it's in the upright position, you know, which is a good thing. It's really, it's interesting because with it being in your 12th house and spirituality and everything, you know, it's about going deep in that area. Thinker is about strategy. When this card comes up, it's about being analytical and logical, which has nothing to do with sort of spirituality or the mystic, because there's nothing logical about it in a sense, right? Although science is now proving all sorts of mystical things, which is kind of cool. So it's about focusing and strategy, it's just about focusing and strategy. So Susan, what can you
add? Different take.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry to interrupt.
No, I was just going to ask you what your perspective is on that.
When I say thinker, I just think about thinking about conceptual things.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 12th house, this is a great time to study either a mystical tradition or study about a specific path or a teacher, you know, to really discern where do I want to go in my path? What do I want to learn?
Right.
Which
actually applies, really, right? Because if you're sort of a spiritual dabbler and you're all over the place, maybe this is the time to focus, right, on a particular, like, spiritual strategy or spiritual area, right? So I'm glad that you put that element in, because that makes perfect sense together, right? She says that she's starting a new life since passing of her husband. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so we're sorry about that, about your husband's passing, Wanda. And but this is a great time for you to, you know, dive into a spiritual path and figuring out, you know, what's the right path for you.
I also wanted to mention one other thing that she might or might not be aware of, and it's not really part of what we're doing today, but I think having an Aquarius rising is like, that means that you're interested in things that are unusual,
mm-hmm.
and you don't mind being rebellious, and it's okay to embrace that within yourself at this time of exploration.
Right, right, yeah, and that's, you know, sort of timing wise, right? It makes sense with the passing of your husband and you sort of reorganizing, refiguring your life to give yourself permission to be different, to explore different areas. My guides are even saying, be a little whimsical, you know, maybe even they're actually showing me clothes, and I don't know why they're showing me a hat with feathers on it. But they're saying, you know, be a little whimsical, change up your style, have some fun, you know, and
yeah.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the Saturn is going to be going into Aquarius actually in March. So you might be able to organize a little bit better with the help of Saturn when
Okay. All right. That sounds great. And Susan, we have one more caller, even though we're off the live air in the Blog Talk studio. We have one more caller who has been holding on, praying that we're going to speak to them.
Okay. Got it.
All right. So we're going to take this one last call. Oh, she says she does a funny weather report, Wanda. Oh, that's hilarious. Perfect.
I love it.
That is.
Yeah,
awesome, right? I love that. Okay, so caller, this is 860, last four digits, 8860.
Hi.
And here, hi, caller, you're on the air live with Cynthia and Susan. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Amala. I'm from Connecticut. How are you?
Hi, Amala. Oh, Susan's from Connecticut.
Yes.
I'm in
Western Connecticut, Avon area.
Okay. I grew up in Woodbridge near New Haven.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. Awesome.
Nice.
The birthday.
So what's
your
birthday?
Yeah, it's actually coming up. I'm really excited. So I'm wondering what's going on. It's 12/16/73.
Oh.
12/16/73. Yep.
December 16th, 1973.
Yep.
Okay, time?
9:44 a.m.
Okay.
And it's New Britain, Newbritain, New Britain, Connecticut.
Yeah, great.
Okay, calculate. She's another Aquarius rising. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, that is interesting. Well, we did get the card about synchronicity today.
And you have in Capricorn, no real planets, but you have a couple of asteroids that I'm not going to get into. But it's in the 12th house again, which is an area ripe for exploration. Once again, just to repeat, it's healing, it's closure, exploring spirituality, solitude is okay. Coming in as an old soul. Interesting.
Yeah.
Afterlife. Possibly what's hidden and the subconscious mind.
Yeah.
I don't know if that resonates for you at all, if it's something that you're interested in, but that's the area of your chart going to be in Capricorn during this major.
Mm-hmm. So I just heard the word illuminated, right? So this is sort of like the segment or the section, or it's like an asterisk put on it. That will be illuminated now coming into this 2020 and these really cool planetary alignments we have coming up. Does that make sense for you at all?
Yeah, it does. Absolutely. I definitely feel like an old soul, and I just love that in the 12th house with the Capricorn, because it makes complete sense. Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Okay, so... So I know I said I wasn't doing readings today, but my guides are starting to drop things in for you, and I want to know who Jimmy is.
Jimmy? I don't have a Jimmy.
Okay. Okay, so interesting. If you don't have a Jimmy, then expect that there will be a Jimmy coming, because it's very... Okay, so they're saying Jimmy. When I ask you, you're talking about Jimmy's on ice cream, they're laughing and saying no. So, do you have a significant other now?
What was that?
Are you in a relationship now?
No, I'm not. I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, I don't.
Okay. So, I feel like that this relationship. Oh, that's so funny. And Jimmy just popped into Facebook saying his name is Jimmy. Maybe you are meant to meet.
Oh my gosh. Do you know when? Do you feel or sense when I'm going to meet this person? I'm excited.
So that is so funny. And we did get a card earlier about synchronicity, and all these synchronicities are falling into place. So I feel like it's going to develop over time.